Hello, this is Olivier. How are you today? Today I want to do this podcast particularly meant for the members of the Automayot community. And I want to do this podcast to introduce you or to remind you of Limpataiso. What is Limpataiso? Limpataiso, it's an exercise. It's a physical exercise that has been created by a Japanese doctor on purpose to give support to his patients who were suffering from different ailments like virus attacks or weakening of the lymph system. That's what Limpataiso means. Limpa comes from the German word Limpa, which is lymph network. Lymphocytes, and Taiso is physical adjustment. It's like a gymnastics. Okay, so it's a physical exercise that you do with your body, and this exercise has the virtue, the capacity to stimulate, to boost your immune system in case needed. Okay, and the reason why I want to introduce this exercise to you is because I'm receiving a few questions, concerns about some members who ask me, Olivier, what to do with the coronavirus thing now? What do you think of it? And honestly, I'm not a doctor. I can't give clear information against the virus, but I see that people are scared, okay? And the media help with that. Of course, medias are here to inform us normally, but we're not only informed, we're also pushed to fear. We're pushed to almost, I'm looking for the English word for that, like phobia. We're getting crazy with that, okay? And when we get crazy, when we are scared about something, then our defense system becomes weaker, all right? And because some of my students asked me what they could do, the first thing that came to mind is this exercise, Limpataiso, which I know is extremely efficient to stimulate your body. To first, you will gain flexibility when you do this exercise, but the flexibility is aiming at your own lymph network so that your immune system can work more efficiently, especially if your body is exhausted, if you're stressed out, if you're vulnerable for some reason. It's a good thing to know how to activate your lymph system so that your body can defend itself against sort of viral attacks, for example. All right, so it's not something coming out of the blue. It's a serious exercise that you need to practice regularly, and you really feel a boost. You really feel a re sort of rich re what's the word for that? Regenerative process when you do that exercise. And I cannot tell you, I cannot promise you that this exercise is going to kill the virus, the coronavirus, and you're going to be safe and it's going to save the world. It's not what I mean, okay? It's not, honestly, I don't know. But what I know for sure is that if you master this exercise and you honestly practice it 2 to 3 times a day, you will have a better asset to face the situation if ever it happens to you. That's my intention, okay? So understand me well. I'm not giving you a remedy against the coronavirus. I'm giving you an open door so that you can stimulate your own system on purpose to give yourself better chances to go through the problem, the difficulty, if ever you facing it. Okay, if ever you face a difficulty, you have a better asset in your pocket that you can use to defend yourself, to help your body defend itself and its own organism. Okay, so I hope this is clear. This is you understand it well. Okay, all right. So, how you practice the Limpataiso exercise is pretty simple, but it's difficult to describe right here in audio. So what I will do is I will give for free the file where you have this exercise so that you can download it, print it, and work with it. There will be description, there will be photos, to guide you. You can even find the exercise explained in an English book, which is called The Seitai Method, written by Imoto Kuniaki. You can find it on Amazon and buy the book. It's very interesting. It's very rich in information. And you will find this exercise within the book. I don't remember the page, but this is the source, the original source of the exercise. If you're interested in Seitai technique, then it's a good book to buy, okay? But if you're not interested in the Seitai technique, in the Seitai method itself, at least you can benefit from that exercise, Limpa Taiso, and the source is in that book. But I will give you a file that you can download for free, where you have the exercise described and you can practice at home. Okay, it's very simple. All you need is a mat, and just your body. Okay, you don't need a prayer. You don't need to burn sage. You don't need to have a specific ritual. You just do it. It takes 5 to 7 minutes to practice at home, in the office maybe, maybe not on the train. It will look strange to people if you do this exercise on the train or in the plane maybe. But at least you can do it quite everywhere, very, very easily. It is 5-7 minute practice each time. My recommendation is you practice 2 to 3 times a day, and then you will have in hand all you need to boost your immune system and elevate when you boost your immune system, you have better defenses against viral attack, and that's what I want for the members. All right, if you're not a member and you want to become one and have access to all the files that I share, you need to connect with me on WhatsApp. And if you want to connect to the community, to my private community, go to my website, otomayo.com, and ask. You will find a link there. Ask to join the WhatsApp community. It's free of charge. There's nothing to pay, and I give a lot of information like this one today. All right. So sorry, I can't explain the exercise in audio. It needs to be visual. You need to see it. But you will have all it takes, all you need, if you join the WhatsApp community. All right. Or you buy the book of Imoto Sensei. All right, and then once you practice the exercise and you own it well, you'll need to practice for a few days until you have a clear response from your body. It will be here's what you will have. You will have serenity. You will feel relaxed, okay, and you will have confidence in your own organism. You will have confidence in the fact that your body can protect you better than people who don't know. I know there are many ways to put your system, many methods, many school of health teach you how to your immune system, and it's fine. It's really cool. It's fine. It's great that there are so many possibilities, and I'm just giving you one among all that exists, okay? And the reason why I share this one is because I trust it. I've been practicing it for many years, and I've used it for many of my customers, and this doctor, Imoto Sensei, has used it for many people, like after they had been irradiated from the Hiroshima bombing. He had some customers, some clients who some patients who have been irradiated, that he's been helping for years with this simple exercise. And we know this, it is really efficient, but you have to practice seriously. Don't take it too lightly. All right, so that's what I wanted to share with the members today, so that at least you have one more asset in your pocket, so that you can ease your mind and feel comfortable that you can go through and don't surrender to the huge panic wave which is taking the planet almost by surprise. Many people are scared. The media help for that. I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but if you do not have that self-confidence in yourself, then you can build that self-confidence in your body by doing this Limpa Taiso, and that's why I share it with you today. So that's all for today. Remember Limpa Taiso, or discover it if you don't know it. Practice daily 2 to 3 times a day, and very quickly you will increase the possibilities for your body to defend itself from a viral attack, and you will have a minimum protection needed. All right, we know that the immune system decreases its power when you're tired, when you're exhausted, when you're anxious, when you're stressed out, and people lose their self-confidence. They lose confidence in what they have as a health asset. And this exercise will help you rebuild that, reconquer your own self-confidence. And hopefully you'll be fine. You will go through any fear that is not necessary. And I wish you the best with that exercise. I'm pretty bad in finishing my message. But I'm sharing it out of my heart for you, the members, and I wish you an excellent day, a beautiful day, and hopefully you'll be happy to remember this exercise or to discover it if you don't know it. I wish you a good day once again, and I see you or talk to you in the next edition of Otto Mayotte Podcast. Bye bye. That was Olivier.